Do you ever have one of those?
Yes, I used to have a whip.
Do you ever drive oxen?
Never did. I know some people used to have oxen.
They had them around here?
Yes, they. I was young, but I can remember. Used to have ox wagons.
How would they have the ox wagon pitched up?
Well, it have a yoke on the oxen, and they'd have a ring in their yoke, and they'd pick their tongue up and run it through that ring and drop another pin through it to keep it from slipping out, and then that oxen pulled by his shoulder. I have saw as many as six yoke of oxen hooked to one wagon on the south end of Kansas City Southern, where there was logging in the woods. That's all the log with oxen.
What do they call the two oxen in front?
Two oxen in front, the lead oxen.
The two that are closest to the wagon.
I call them I can't call them now, but they call them the I forget now what to call them next to the wagon. But anyhow, them two next to the wagon, they control all the rest of them. They got that.
When you have the horse hitched to a buggy, how you back him in between the two?
Well, I didn't. I'd always have a stick under my buggy shed and ram up. Then I'd let the back of the horse up there and let the shed come down between them.
Mm-hmm. When you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces fasten on to is called the...
call them hangs, what the traces fasten on to, and when you got it got them hooked up to the wagon, when you go to hook them up to the wagon, you hook them up to the single tree on the wagon.
What if you have two horses hooked to?
Well, a double wagon, both single trees.
Huh?
You'd hook up single trees on the other side. It'd be on the wagon, what you call a double tree, and it'd have two single trees hooked on.
Uh-huh. You know, on the wagon wheel, the thing that runs across and holds one wheel to the other is called a...
What do you mean, the axle?
Uh-huh. What are the different parts of the wagon wheel?
Different parts
of the... Yeah, you have the hub and what else?
Spokes and a rim. And a tire.
What's the tire made out of?
A steel made out of iron.
What about the rim?
A rim made out of wood.
What do you call the part that, well, the rim's not just one solid piece, is it?
No, it's in filling. It's called in filling.
Uh-huh.
Wagon filling.
Did you ever work with fixing a...
Well, I used to try to blacksmith when I could see. I'd fix my own wagon.
Do you still have a wagon here?
No, I don't have none now.
What would you do if the wagon wheel was squeaking? What would you have?
Put some axle grease on it.
Uh-huh. So you say you had to do what to it?
Have to grease it.
And if you had done that, you'd say, yesterday I...
greased the wagon.
And if grease got all over your hands,
you'd
say your hands were all
messed up. Lots of time I used to have to scrub them on the ground and try to get that grease off my hands.
You'd say your hands felt all